The Orange Catholic Foundation is pleased to bring you the following Father Spitzer homily.
Today's gospel reading really speaks of two great virtues that are the sine qua nons of that without which the spiritual life cannot proceed. The first is obedience, the second is perseverance. And Jesus, you know, it's not obedience necessarily in the same sense as, you know, giving a command. It would be, you know, in obeying a command in the military. But what it is this absolute openness to the truth of the teaching of Jesus and a love for the teaching of Jesus that engenders a desire to follow it. That's what's meant by obedience. So there's kind of, the first thing is there's openness, right? And of course, the seed that falls on the path, you know, that's, there's no openness to the Word of God. So the devil can come and just grab it, and that's the end of it. So, but it's not just openness to the Word of God. There's got to be somehow, you know, a love of what Jesus is saying, a love of who he is, a love of his mission, right? That helps us to say, he's got the truth. And even though I don't even understand half of what he's saying, even though I don't know why he's saying what he's saying half the time, even though I just, you know, I just don't get the full ramifications of what he's saying, I'm still going to follow him because he's got the truth. I trust him. He loves me. I love him. I trust him. I'm going to follow his word. And it's that openness followed by a kind of a love and trust in his truth, a love and trust of him. That's what opens the way then for us to follow. So that first kind of notion of obedience, that first virtue, is kind of a rich virtue. It has all those elements in it of openness to a love of him, to a love of his truth, and then to the desire to follow. But if we've kind of got that going for us, it still, says Jesus, still not enough. That's going to certainly prevent us at the end of the day from getting the seed snatched away, you know, like the seed that falls on the path by Satan. But we have these other two problems. The first is hardship, that sometimes the faith is going to bring hardship. The teaching of the faith is going to bring the cross or hardship. Or there's going to be hardship in our lives, which at first glance we just say, why would God allow this to happen to me? And Jesus is saying there's this other virtue, really important, and it's called perseverance. And what does perseverance mean? Trust in the hard times. So it's that same word of not just trusting in the truth enough to want to follow him, trusting in his love enough to follow him. There's something more. That trust has got to be trust in the hard times. So when we encounter hard times in our lives, trust that the Lord can accommodate this. Trust in the Lord that he can get us through this. Trust in the Lord that he's going to bring salvation out of this. Trust in the Lord that he's going to bring something really good out of this. And so that's the first thing, you know, is that we you know, want that trust. To be, you know, trust in the tough times. But Jesus says even that's not enough. So the third thing, and remember, trust and faith, same word in Greek, pistos, right? So, you know, the idea is all these things are talking about faith. The third thing that he's talking about is trust, you know, in his word, even amidst the allurements of the world. So there's all these anxieties in the world, but there's all these allurements. Jesus says wealth is an allurement and power is an allurement and all these things, right? Prestige is an allurement. And of course, these things can actually distract us and take our attention away. So we've got to have trust that what Jesus says is the most important thing there is. Seek first the kingdom, and all else will be given you besides. So when we talk about obedience and perseverance, we're really talking about faith. We're really talking about trust. But it's absolutely necessary if we're going to get to the end goal. The first, of course, is we need enough trust in Him. Trust in His love, trust in His truth, to follow Him. But more than that, we need that trust in His love and trust in His truth. We need it to be so strong, our faith to be so strong. Strong faith, strong trust, right? Same thing. And of course, we need that trust to be so strong, it can get us through the hard times. It can get us through the cross. It can get us through when people are ridiculing us for our faith. It can get us through even a persecution for our faith. And then finally, we got to have enough trust in the truth of Jesus, enough trust in His love, that we know what He says is the most important thing of all, and that we cannot afford to subordinate the faith to any kind of allurement of prestige or power or money or whatever, are the allurements of the world. And so, of course, if we have those three kinds of trust, we've got obedience, we've got perseverance, and if we've got that, then we're going to be the kind of seed that yields 30, 60, and 100-fold. And of course, we will not only inherit the kingdom of heaven, we're going to take a lot of people along with us. And that makes all the difference. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to another podcast brought to you by the Orange Catholic Foundation.